On what some parents see as a puzzling move, Seattle public school officials are cutting off funding to a popular program for children with special needs. The University of Washington's Experimental Education Unit serves kindergartners with and without disabilities side by side in the same classroom. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has the story.
It's time for gym at this kindergarten class on the UW campus, but there aren't enough tricycles to go around. That's actually by design. This little boy is waiting for a spin around the room.
The pretty yellow bike.
The pretty yellow bike?
Yes.
Who are you going to ask for a turn?
Because I want a turn.
You already got a turn on this one, so now you're going to take a turn to do a scooter or a balance bike.
Scooter. Nice. Social-emotional lessons like these are woven into every subject at the EEU. Communication, problem-solving, self-regulation. About half of these kindergarten students have developmental disabilities, from autism to Down syndrome. The rest of the kids are typically developing. Teachers give extra help to students when they need it. The EEU has developed this full inclusion model over 3 decades. And for years, Seattle Public Schools has sent students with disabilities to its preschool and kindergarten. Last month, the district told the EEU it would no longer pay for kindergarten seats after the school year.
I honestly am not sure why this is happening now. I was caught really off guard.
Chris Matsumoto is the school's principal. He says he had no warning that its funding was in jeopardy. The district turned down KUOW's multiple requests for an interview. But in a written statement, the district said it could be found out of compliance with federal law for using special education dollars for a program that also serves general education students. Matsumoto disputes that.
We've set up the contract really specifically to make sure that it is only paying for the students receiving special education services.
The EEU covers the cost of general education students through fundraising. The district said the state auditor's office recently mentioned funding models like that as a concern during an audit exit interview. But an official with the auditor's office told KUOW that nothing in the audit notes was relevant to the EEU kindergarten. Whatever the reasoning for the change, parents like Cynthia Portugal are now scrambling to find another kindergarten for their kids.
Up, and then what does it do?
Portugal's twin 4-year-olds have autism. They're in the EEU preschool.
Everything I learn here makes me a better mom to my boys every day. I would have been so lost if I didn't have these teachers and therapists and doctors and researchers all right here in this premise, right?
Portugal says her sons are thriving from having typically developing peers as role models and being fully included in every aspect of the school day. She says she hasn't been able to find that at any other kindergarten. At most schools, students with special needs are pulled out of class for part of the day for extra services, or they may be kept in special education classes all day.
I know definitively there is no other programs, no other schools like the EEU, not private, not public.
That the EEU kindergarten model is unique is part of the district's rationale for cutting off funding. In its written statement, the district said parents have complained that the EEU program is inequitable because there aren't enough seats for every family who wants one.
It seems to be symptomatic of kind of a general march towards standardization.
Liza Rankin is a parent activist who's had 2 kids at the EEU. Rankin sees the district's move as part of a trend, Seattle Public Schools pulling money, staff, and resources from alternative programs. She points to the recent closure of a small alternative high school for at-risk students and the removal of teachers and leaders from 2 other alternative schools. Rankin says the district should be raising the bar, not lowering it in the name of equity.
Why would you eliminate a program that really should be expanded, that should be in every kindergarten and that more kids should have access to?
The school district said it's looking for a solution to serve the families who'd counted on attending the EEU kindergarten. In the meantime, it said the EEU will need to find a new funding source. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.